from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I don't like how the media made him, and not you guys, I'm talking about the LA guys, just the mainstream LA media and all this. I don't like how they made him this type of prima donna type thing and all that stuff, when you got to know this kid and you sit there and sit down and talk with him in the cafeteria and all that stuff. It's just like, nah, you just sit down and get to know him, you know? So, you know, good kid, man. You know, I can't wait to see what he does. Special arm talent and just offense, you know, got so many good weapons around him. You know, it's, you know, the sky's the limit for that kid.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That's DeMarcus Walker. And he's talking about the, you know, the maybe the expectation for Caleb Williams, the storylines that were out there. I don't know that we've seen a player who came in with like a more absurd reputation than this guy. A lot of the talk was, sorry, go ahead.
The gap between the speculation and the rumors and what we actually have seen and heard is vast. It's huge. What we expected and what we have seen, there's really, it teaches you and reminds you just to wait until you see somebody to make draw a conclusion. There are so many formed prematurely when it comes to Caleb Williams, and I think that DeMarcus Walker alluded to that by that evil, dastardly LA media. Not you guys. But, you know, those LA.
But the national media based in LA.
LA, you know, rats out there. The National Enquirer, TMZ, all that, of course.
I would say a couple of things. Caleb Williams had a 3.29 college GPA in communications.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to talk. He knows how to communicate. Why he chose not to do that, why he maintained sort of his own counsel, whatever way you want to portray it. He never attempted to change some of those thoughts about him.
But I think somebody who's comfortable with who they are doesn't feel the need to respond to baseless accusations or characterizations of themselves. You know, you don't, if you don't feel like any of those land or any of those are valid, I think it's wasted energy to try to have to respond to everything that was being said about Caleb Williams. And there was a lot being said about Caleb Williams. He could have perhaps, in retrospect, you know, held a press conference, sent the message, been a little bit more loud and amplifying what was fact and what was fiction. But he also was focused on being, you know, I guess, getting the grade point average where it was, being the best quarterback in college football. That was his goal. And all the other things that come with being Caleb Williams, college football, celebrity, NIL endorser.
Right.
Busy life. And I think that when you look at some of those factors, it equips him well for being an NFL franchise quarterback. But yeah, he probably learned along the way that, you know, there are times when he could have said more. and stopped maybe some of these conclusions or unfair conclusions from being formed. I just think that what we have seen is what we should judge him by. And what we have seen is a player who has embraced Chicago and everything that comes with being the Bears quarterback as much as we've ever seen anybody do it.
It was really interesting watching the HBO Hard Knocks program about the Giants, because they have Caleb. They showed them in their draft meetings, and the scouts are presenting on various players, and they talk about Caleb Williams, and they say, whoever their scout guy is, says, and this is like their main guy, he says that he's, you know, a really competitive player. You know, he did decline to talk to the media after this game or that game, and, you know, he was spotted crying. Obviously, that would be a problem for us because of being the New York Giants and being in a major media hub.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with the team having that discussion about someone, because it's true that part of the job, especially in a big media market, and Chicago's a fairly big media market, is being able to communicate and talk regardless of whether you win or you lose, regardless of how competitive you are as a person, etc.
No doubt about it. That's a factor.
Yeah.
And you have to consider that, and you have to weigh that, and you have to evaluate that, and then you put on the tape, and then you look at the practice, and this arm talent that everybody speaks about, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, all the guys who have seen a lot of NFL arms, and they respond this quickly to what Caleb Williams has to offer, that quickly outweighs any other concerns about his state of mind and things that might have been premature judgments and all the things that might be unrelated to how he's going to perform in the pocket. I know they matter. We have PhDs in body language, you know, here in Chicago. We read it all the time and have for years. But I think that when it comes to production, when you have a player that's capable of producing the way Caleb Williams might be able to, makes everything else kind of inconsequential.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be fun to watch how this happens. I mean, you know, I was thinking yesterday about Jordan Love and, you know, what happened with Jordan Love, which was about, I don't know, 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks into the season when he started to take off a little bit, right? I mean, I know they won that opening game against the Bears, but he wasn't great in that game. And it wasn't until you get into the season a little bit where he began to take off. And listen, that's a guy that was allowed the opportunity to sit and watch for a few seasons or a couple of years before he got the chance to play. It's a totally different situation. But it does, like, you cannot draw early conclusions based on the first couple of games of the year, even. I think we're going to always be drawing conclusions, and we're looking for certain things to happen right away. But even with a player like Love, who did get an opportunity to wait and learn the offense and then start playing, it took him into the season to be able to kind of play as well as he wound up playing, and they went on to win a playoff game. And you wonder, like, what element, what is it that you're seeing when a guy clicks? How is it that you know a player is improving and getting to a point where it's coming together for
you? You know, when you see it, you
and
just
that's,
do.
That's I what mean, we're about to embark on, is my point.
Exactly, yeah. And you're going to realize it when it happens. And I think that the hope is that people are disciplined enough to not rush to judgment. And I think that it's going to take discipline on both sides. If he throws 3 picks in the opener against the Titans and the Bears lose 21-20, all of a sudden it's going to be Caleb Williams is a bust on Monday morning. And it's going to, and likewise, I guess, or the other side of that is if he throws 3 touchdowns and they win 30-17 and the offense looks like it's clicking, we're going to have to resist the temptation to put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall of Fame. So it's going to have to be a constant reminder to try to find somewhere in the middle during this rookie season until we're more clear about what he's able to do week in and week out, the consistency factor. That's what Jordan Love, frankly, didn't achieve until the second half of the season.
Right.
You look at his numbers and his game logs, and he had a stretch where he had three picks and two picks back-to-back games, and then all of a sudden something clicked.
I would say that the advantage that the Packers have for where they are right now isn't necessarily just with Jordan Love. I mean, that's part of it, but it's with the youth of the entire team. You got a feeling they're still a team that's on the come. They're still a team they are not yet as good as they're going to be as they keep this group together. With the Bears, I feel like Caleb Williams is coming in to a better situation than the one that Jordan Love came into last year. Despite all that, you know, there was still a very young receiving core, and they still are young. I think they've improved the running back in year two. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers.
The Packers, yeah.
But I think the Bears, when you look at the weaponry around him and the situation he's coming into, it's a really, there's a lot of positives to feel around just Caleb Williams.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I wouldn't disagree necessarily. I think the weapons, you could look at the Bears receivers being greater, the Bears trio being better than the Packers quad, if you will. They have four really good receivers, and the Bears have three really good receivers. You know, the Packers, though, I mean, they have the offensive system that is tried and true. So they had the play caller that is proven. So I don't know that I can understand that point of view. Caleb Williams is coming into a better situation than Jordan Love did. I don't know
but
that
the flower was there for
I don't know
years.
If I totally agree with that. I think also because of the element of experience. You know, Jordan Love at least knew what it was like to be
around
an NFL quarterback in an NFL building, the pace of the season, how you need to pace yourself.
He knew where the locker room was in relation to the field.
He knew a lot of things you learn from by doing. So I still think that this, Jordan Love is on the verge of signing a contract that is like extraordinary in its size. And you look at we're talking about a $280 million investment. Okay, that's what I was reacting to yesterday. This could be a 6-year, $291 million contract based on unqualified success, but the best quarterback in the NFC in the second half of the season. They're investing $290 million, at least they're about to, on some pretty small sample size, relatively speaking. I think that to me is extraordinary. I understand you've got to do it. They have no choice. Jordan Love has the leverage here. But
oh, they're going to have to.
I still think that when we're talking about risk involved, that's a huge risk.
Would it be better for Caleb Williams not to play this year? In the ideal, if the Bears had a different team, a different set of circumstances.
No.
See, I agree with you.
No, I think the experience think is always going to make play. You better.
I think he's, yeah. I mean, I think that his, when 3 years are up and you're making a decision on him, I think you're going to know who he is.
I think you're going to know who he is. I think that in today's NFL, given the pressure on coaches and general managers and everything, you want to see what you have quickly. You need to have these guys develop at a different rate than before, and you're always better off playing the rookie or getting experience, which is why I think the Vikings are making a mistake if they sit J.J. McCarthy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.